Now, Brother Frank Herron, a pioneer elder from the Edmonton Mayfield congregation, will now present the last talk of this symposium, Be a Courageous Older Person.
Well, I know that many of you have lived long enough to figure out that old age is definitely not for sissies. You know, the so-called golden years have turned out to be, for many of us, difficult years. So if you're an older servant of Jehovah, how happy we are that you are with us today at this convention. You no doubt have challenges. It may have been a challenge to get here today for this convention and even in serving in your own congregations, that congregations' activities such as meetings and ministry prove to be difficult tasks as we get older. Now, it's important that we have courage, so please note the loyal endurance of our brother through a variety of challenges in the following video.
I first learned about the Bible from a friend in my second year of high school. I became convinced that the Bible's record of Jehovah God's existence was the truth. So I decided I wanted to serve him for the rest of my life and decided not to go to college. My family was very angry with my decision, especially my uncle, who was a doctor. He burnt my clothes and my identification card. And then he beat me for many hours. I had no choice but to run away. I ended up in a city far away where I was able to find a Kingdom Hall. The brothers and sisters there showed me warm hospitality. I got baptized that year when I was 19. In January of 1971, my wife and I were assigned to the circuit work, and we were enjoying it. When unexpectedly, my wife became seriously ill. She had to receive immediate medical attention. Eventually, due to her condition, we had to discontinue our service for a time. We are so grateful to Jehovah, who supported us in ways beyond our imagination during that difficult time. In March 2015, due to low blood pressure, I fell and hit my head in the parking lot of our apartment. Since we have no children, some might wonder who came to our aid. But when we arrived at the emergency room, brothers from many congregations were already there waiting for us, even before our ambulance arrived. We are still truly grateful for their support. We are convinced that Jehovah has always been with us these past decades, and we are certain that no matter what the situation, he will always protect us and guide us through any tribulation, any hardship, or any difficulty that may arise.
What courage and conviction our Korean brother showed throughout his life. And, like him and Daniel in times past, you too, dear older ones, I'm sure are serving Jehovah with the same conviction and the same confidence. Now, how do we maintain and how do we keep our courage and confidence? Well, keep that connection with Jehovah. Continue to pour out your heart to him in prayer. And three other things that our dear older ones can do. First, maintain your spirituality. Remain a diligent Bible student just as Daniel of old was. And if the eyes get a little tired or a little weary and reading is difficult, then turn to the various video and audio productions of the organization and use that as your study aid. Second, resist negative thinking. Yes, you cannot do as much as you once did, but that does not make you useless. You are still useful to Jehovah and loved by Jehovah and useful to your congregation. Your experience and your steadfastness is a very useful attitude and action. And the third thing that you need to think about is being determined to maintain your integrity. See, the psalmist said beautiful words. Even in old age, they will still be thriving. See, that's only true, thriving by our reliance on Jehovah, much as we saw in the video. And much as we saw in the video, the third thing we mentioned, maintaining their integrity, certainly brings Jehovah's love and his support. Now, in addition to our Korean brother in the video, Daniel had some experiences in his senior years that turned a little difficult. He'd served Jehovah all his life as a faithful servant. And he had prayed regularly, going when he was in Babylon to open the windows towards Jerusalem and pray. Now, what happened? Well, let's open our Bibles to that account in Daniel chapter 6 and verses 10 and 11. So now there was a decree that no one could pray to anyone or anything other than the king of Babylon. So what did Daniel, whose habit it had been to pray three times a day to Jehovah, notice in verses 10 and 11? But as soon as Daniel knew that the decree had been signed, he went to his house, which had the windows of his roof chamber open towards Jerusalem, and three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, and offered praise before his God, as he had regularly done prior to this. At that time, those men burst in and found Daniel petitioning and pleading for favor before his God. So despite the difficulty, despite being arrested, Daniel did not change his course. He continued to serve his God with constancy. Now, how can we apply that? What might be the modern-day parallel for us? Well, much as we saw in the video, a modern-day parallel for us would be as older ones to maintain our integrity and courageously give a fine witness during a health crisis. And again, we saw that in the video. But Jehovah supported Daniel, much as he supports you, our dear older ones. Let's review the words of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 13. And while Jehovah applied these words to Daniel, let us see if they don't apply to you, if you're in your senior years as a servant of Jehovah. That's Daniel 12 and verse 13. But as for you, remember, you could put your name in there, go on to the end. You will rest. But you will stand up for your lot when? At the end of the days. What beautiful words of reassurance. It must have reassured Daniel and reassured his heart. And any of us, and of you that are older and have served Jehovah for so many years, those words can apply to you as well. Has your faithfulness not made your hope a certainty, just as those words made Daniel's hope a certainty to him? So as we think about this wonderful symposium, whether you're a Bible student, a youth, a publisher, a marriage mate, a parent, a pioneer, a congregation elder, or as we just discussed, an older person, be of good courage and say, Jehovah is my helper, I will not be afraid.
Thank you, brothers, for those instructive talks. Certainly, Jehovah will help us to display courage in whatever circumstances we face.